Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and gracious God, as we enter into this space, may our minds and our hearts be quieted from the worries of our days. Lord, may our spirits be open to hear your word. May your spirit guide us and lead us into your will and your ways for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the servant for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless servants. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the servant for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you are ordered to do, say, we are worthless servants. We have only done what we have ought to have done. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here at once and take your place at the table? Would you not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink. Do you thank the servant for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you are ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless servants. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" From Luke chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the servant for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless servants. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" Our scripture this evening is just a few short verses that recount an exchange between Jesus and the disciples. The disciples asked Jesus to increase their faith, which, I'll be honest, seems to me to be on the surface a pretty good request. At the very least, it seems a lot better request than some of the other things we see from the disciples, like arguing about who is the greatest or asking questions about who Jesus is that we think they should have figured out already, considering how much time they spent together. Increase our faith. How could Jesus possibly not give in to that request? Especially considering where we are in the Gospel of Luke. In the previous few chapters, Jesus has requested the disciples give up their possessions and take up his cross. He told them that they must be humble. They must make themselves low. He's told them that they're going to have to leave their families to follow him. And then directly before what we read, we get a warning about falling into sin and temptation. And then Jesus tells them that if somebody comes to them asking for forgiveness, they must forgive them not once, not twice, but 77 times. I can't read the disciples' minds, but I can tell you that if this were me, I would want some more faith to be able to do all that Jesus has been telling them. I mean, it seems like a reasonable request. There are times even today that I look around in our world and I think the same thing. I look and I see injustice or violence or hopelessness, and I see less people in churches, and I'm supposed to be following Christ and proclaiming the love and hope of Christ. Well, I'm going to need some more faith to keep these things happening. It's kind of like, come on, Jesus, we obviously all need more faith if we're going to have any chance of following you and of making a difference in our world. But like usual, Jesus doesn't do what we might expect. Instead of saying to the disciples, sure, I could see why you could use more faith. Here it is. Have your faith. He says this. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Then he goes on to talk about how servants don't expect to eat with their masters, instead that they know what they're supposed to do and what they're commanded to do without being thanked because they're just doing their jobs. Now, immediately that second part is concerning to us because of this talk of servants and masters, but we'll get to that. First, let's talk about Jesus' mustard seed response. It would be easy to look at this as a rebuke or a judgment of the disciples' faith. Like, they clearly don't even have a little faith, since they aren't going around moving trees. But here's the thing. I don't think Jesus is talking so much about how much faith we have, but about what kind of faith we have. This is one of those times that Jesus takes what we think we need and flips it on its head and says, we don't actually need that. We need something else. Before we talk about what kind of faith Jesus says we need to talk about what the disciples think will happen if they get more faith. Why is this a request they feel the need to make? What do we think more faith will get us? What do we think more faith will get us that we don't already have? It is, after all, easy to fall into the trap because we're also often told that bigger is better, that having more of something is always better than having less of something, that having more money is better than having less money, that having a bigger house is better than having a smaller house, that having more stuff is better than having less stuff. So obviously, that's how it works with faith, too. Having more faith is better than having less faith. And what will happen when we have more faith? Well, I think we probably think that it will make our lives easier. It'll reduce our anxiety and worry. It would give us answers to questions that we have about God and life. If we just had more faith, we'd get more done. Perhaps we would experience less pain. Perhaps more faith would equal more certainty, effortless answers to questions, all which sounds pretty good to me. And yet Jesus says that we don't actually need more faith, that it doesn't take an increase of faith to do anything. In fact, I think what Jesus is saying here is that we already have enough faith. As long as our faith is in Christ, we have enough. As long as our faith isn't in ourselves or in somebody else or in our possessions or our quest for more, but our faith is in Christ, well, then we have enough faith. Which, wow, isn't that good news when we're always being told that we need more? Jesus is telling us that we already have enough. That should be enough to lower anxiety, to make life easier. You don't have to worry about having more faith. You already have enough faith. What I think Jesus is telling his disciples here, and in turn telling us, is that we already have enough faith. We just need to do something with it. Why can the people with mustard seed faith uproot trees? Because their faith is active. It has nothing to do with how much, but what kind. We need living, breathing, active faith. We need the type of faith that does what we are commanded to do, no matter how small or simple it may be. And that's where that strange servant analogy comes in. The servants remind us that our faith is not about big acts, that the importance of the mustard seed comment isn't really that a tree was moved, but rather that something happened because of faith. And so the right kind of faith is not concerned with how much you have, but what you're doing with the faith that you do have. The kind of faith Jesus is promoting here is the kind of faith that does whatever it needs to be done. More often than not, it's not very heroic. Instead, the kind of faith that we're called to have is the everyday faith that seeks and responds to ways big and small to live faithfully as a follower of Christ. So what does that mean for us? Well, it means that many of the acts that we do each and every day are acts of living faithfully. It means that many of the things we do that nobody ever notices, that Jesus notices and calls faithful. Too often we think that an act of faith must be big and showy, significant and costly, physically uprooting trees in order for God to see it and for it to matter at all. We think we don't have enough faith because we fail to notice how many faithful things we do day in and day out. So what if I told you that many of the things you do each and every day are actually acts of faith? Things like listening to a friend, writing a thank you note, cooking supper, praying for somebody going through a difficult time, volunteering your time, doing whatever you're doing with dedication and integrity. What if I told you that these are actually acts of faith and the kind of faith that Jesus is calling us to have? What if I told you that it's a misperception that these small things aren't connected to our faith, that in fact, we've all had enough faith all along? This isn't a new thing. Martin Luther wrote about it about 500 years ago, talking about a father caring for his child. And he writes, "When a father goes ahead and washes diapers or performs some other menial task for his child, and someone ridicules him as a fool, God, with all his angels and creatures, is smiling." That's the kind of faith we need to have, everyday faith that does what needs to be done. Faith is just living life as Christ calls us without any expectation or need for reward. Faith is doing whatever needs to be done that's right in front of you. It doesn't take much faith to be faithful. And being faithful is exactly what God has called us to do.